To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's photo of a late afternoon sun shining on the glimmering surface of a swimming pool comes to us from yours truly as I took this shot of the happy place that I found while on vacation in Myrtle Beach last Thursday as I spent a good deal of that afternoon lounging poolside, catching the rays and braving the rather chilly waters to rejoice in the fact that I had traveled far enough south to escape any semblance of winter and actually go swimming outdoors without it being considered a polar bear plunge. Well, it's Saturday morning, but I have to confess that I have composed this message on Friday evening, as the threat of snow has me concerned that my morning hours may involve clearing a path to get out of my driveway, as I have to go to work today. Although my employer decided to welcome me back from vacation with a scheduled Saturday, it won't stop me from wishing all who hear either hear or read this message to have a great weekend. I pray that you use the time off to rejoice in all that the Lord has done for you and to take the time to thank Him for all that He has provided. I'll be thanking the Lord for the job that provides for my needs and will be looking forward to quitting time as I will head north to my countryside home to be with my wife no matter what the weather may have in store for my journey there. I won't mind because what lies at the end is worth the trip. To be in the presence of my love. Anyway, today is also the 10th day of Lent, and we are in the midst of a series as we have decided to take the 40-day journey with Dietrich Bonhoeffer. As we will say each day on this journey, we take this path to mark the season of Lent and to draw closer to God in anticipation for the celebration of Easter, knowing that if we take this journey of repentance seriously, the Lord will use it to change us too. You can sign up for this devotional yourself by going to the Bible Gateway, link on the blog. Anyway, without further ado, it's day 10 of the 40-day journey with Dietrich Bonhoeffer. And Bonhoeffer writes, "No rights they might claim protect this community of strangers in the world. Nor do they claim any such rights, for they are the meek, who renounce all rights for their own, for the sake of Jesus Christ. When they are berated, they are quiet. When violence is done to them, they endure it. When they are cast out, they yield. They do not sue for their rights. They do not make a scene when injustice is done to them. They do not want rights of their own. But Jesus says, they will inherit the earth. The earth belongs to those who are without rights and power. Those who now possess the earth with violence and injustice will lose it, and those who renounce it here, who were meek unto the cross, will rule over the new earth." End quote. Today's biblical wisdom, not surprising, is Matthew 5:5, which says, the words of Christ, "Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth." And today's questions to ponder. The first one is, what does it mean to say that disciples renounce all rights of their own for the sake of Jesus Christ? Well, to follow the instructions given in the Beatitudes, we would esteem others higher than ourselves out of love. To obey Christ's commands, we would end up renouncing all our rights, as we would turn the other cheek if stricken, give to others generously, go the extra mile, love our enemies, and bless those who curse us. All for the sake of Christ, we would do this, with the hope that the love we give would open the eyes of the blind and be used by God to bring more into His kingdom. Second question to ponder is, why would disciples not want rights of their own? Generally, to have rights of our own and demand that they be upheld could cause us to sin through coveting or pride. A disciple would seek to emulate his teacher, and our teacher is Jesus, who laid his life down to take away the sins of the world. Christ's disciples would not want any rights of their own to give glory to their Lord and Savior, who they seek to represent. The next question is, should followers of Jesus be nonviolent in their response to evil? Bonhoeffer has written elsewhere on this very point from his commentary on the Beatitudes, stating that evil is overcome by patience and endurance, stating essentially that violence seeks a response, and when it doesn't get what it expects, outrage or retaliation, it is shamed and overcome. We seek to overcome evil with good, not to fight fire with fire. Blessed are the peacemakers, after all. Matthew 5:9. The next question is, in what sense can it be said that the earth belongs to those who are without rights and power? We surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. We surrender our rights and power to follow Him, to trust in Him. In order to be part of God's kingdom, we must surrender to the King, Jesus Christ. Our rights and power of self-sufficiency must be laid down to have true faith in Him, and He promises that the meek will inherit the earth. And now we move on to the psalm fragment. Today's psalm is Psalm 10, verses 17 and 18. And it says, O Lord, You will hear the desire of the meek. You will strengthen their heart. You will incline Your ear to do justice for the orphan and the oppressed, so that those from earth may strike terror no more. We move along to the journal reflections for this 10th day, and they ask, are there any rights that you would rather defend than renounce for the sake of Jesus Christ? Explain. The right to speak the gospel of Jesus Christ to others should, you know, seems like a right we should not renounce, as we are commanded to go out and make disciples of all nations and teach them everything that Jesus has commanded us in the Great Commission. Our right to study God's word and to live according to God's word seems like other rights worthy of defending, as Scripture commands us to do so. The next entry is, think of the way you do life and live in relationships. Would you call yourself meek? Why or why not? One definition for meek is submissive. And while my past was somewhat rebellious, I have increasingly tried to be submissive to the Word of God and to the authority I serve under. I am still a work in progress, of course, so I don't think I would call myself as meek as Jesus, but I sure am not the rebel I used to be. Is there a situation, the next prompt, of course, is there a situation in your life now where you need the gift of meekness? If so, write about it. What might be different in that situation if you were truly meek? What do you need to do? Well, in my life recently, I was assigned training for new skills at work, and I get the impression that the organization wants me to utilize the training I received. Although I was somewhat resistant to this demand, implied demand, just today I decided to fully submit to the writing on the wall and indicated that I would be willing to do whatever was necessary to use the training I received. I believe that this willing submission is a way to be meek, so I guess I'll see if this means I will inherit the earth at work or not. But seriously, as Christians, I think we are supposed to be helpful and serve where we are asked to serve. So I guess I've repented of my former resistance. And now we move on to the intercessions, as the 40-day journey asks us to pray for the powerful, the arrogant, those who clamor most for their own rights, that they might become truly meek and seek the good of others rather than their own good. And what do we do when they ask us to pray? We pray. Lord, I pray for the powerful and the arrogant, that they would see themselves as You see them, to convict their hearts, to cause them to surrender to Your Lordship, and to begin seeking the good of others rather than their own. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And finally, today's prayer, the prayer for today. Lord Jesus, help me to renounce my own rights for Your sake. give me the gift of meekness and make me an instrument of your peace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And that is the 10th day of the 40-day journey with Dietrich Bonhoeffer for the 10th day of Lent. And as always, we invite you to check out or to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian theologians and counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today, we continue sharing from A.W. Pink's The Sovereignty of God, as we continue in Chapter 8, The Sovereignty and Human Responsibility. And today, the third question in that chapter is, how is it possible for God to decree that men should commit certain sins, hold them responsible in the committal of them, and adjudge them guilty because they committed them? Well, it seems like a loaded question. So luckily, A.W. Pink will answer that question in its entirety on the blog today. So if you want to see that question and answer in its entirety, go to mtforchrist.org and you'll find it at the end of today's blog post. Also at the end of today's blog post, you'll see a couple links. Basically, one of in a prompt, one says, join our Victor Over the Darkness, the Bondage Breaker, Freedom in Christ series of discipleship classes via the MT for Christ 24/7 podcast. And if you wanted to get the materials for those classes, you can just email me at mtforchrist247@gmail.com. And we would send you the Word documents of the class materials that we handed out for each of those classes. It's just our way to encourage people to get on the path of Christian discipleship, to understand who you are in Christ, and to experience the freedom that comes from knowing who you are and following the Lord. And you will experience your freedom in Christ and the freedom of repentance. So we encourage you to do that. We do have to work today, even though really today is tomorrow or whatever. So I don't know if I'll be clearing snow or not, as I don't believe it's snowing currently. And it's about 9:30 p.m. But it's Saturday morning as I release this, so I'm not sure if I'm currently at, going to be at work or working in the driveway to clear the snow. I'm praying for no snow or, little snow, manageable snow. I'm not a skier or a snowmobiler, so I don't need the white stuff so much. You can let it snow, just don't let it snow in my driveway. That's all right if you want to do that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Anyway, but seriously, let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for another day in your kingdom. Lord, we thank you so much for everything you do for us. Lord, we pray for the people who might be reading or listening to this message today, that they'd be blessed. Lord, we pray for you to come alongside them and their prayer request and their walk of faith. Lord, we just pray for you to give them your resilience, your power, your strength and guidance for another day in your kingdom. Lord, we pray for you to go before us today as we'll be going out on the road to get her done at work and then get it up to Easton to go see my wife. So we just pray for you to go before us, protect us and guide us, and open our eyes to the things we need to see and lead us into the things that we should do. Lord, because all we want to do is represent you in your kingdom because of all you've done for us to welcome us into it. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we love you, and we pray all these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.